This is the 20th season of the Consumed podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Lewis. And this time around, I'm doing a quick retrospective with clips from the over 200 conversations I've had with eaters, drinkers, thinkers, and makers. I certainly can't include clips from all of them, so I stuck with the moments that have stuck with me over the last 5 years. I categorize them by the different kinds of guests I've had, so it's a great way for devoted listeners to look back or for casual listeners to dip in. I have so enjoyed reliving these moments, and I hope you will too. But first, a quick shout out to the Consumed podcast sponsors. Consumed is sponsored by Slow Life Magazine. Slow Life offers a wealth of information about what makes San Luis Obispo tick, from in-depth profiles of locals to features on homes in the area, stories about local bands and music, and a column about area restaurants written by yours truly. For the next issue of Slow Life, I covered the beautiful food and culture that Sarah, Pedro, and Chencho have cultivated at Corazon Cafe in downtown San Luis Obispo. The magazine publishes every other month, so look for it in your mailbox, pick up your copy at Boo Boo Records, or sign up for a subscription at slowlifemagazine.com. We all know eating fruits and veggies is an important part of staying healthy. Fresh, local produce has the most flavor and nutrition, but how do you know what's in season locally? Become part of the Tally community as a member of the Tally Farms Box program. Tally grows their produce and partners with other California farmers to include the freshest and best-tasting local produce you can find anywhere. Farming on the Central Coast since 1948, the Tally family created the Tally Farms Box to make healthy eating easy and affordable. Here's how it works. Select which size box you want, then choose pickup or home delivery and how often you want to get your box. It's flexible for customization and vacation holds, and included in all boxes are tested recipes and storage recommendations. Come be a part of Tally's healthy lifestyle. Visit tallyfarmsbox.com and use promo code CONSUMED for $10 off your first box. That's promo code CONSUMED for $10 off. Eat fresh, eat local, and eat lots of California fruits and veggies for better health. This episode is dedicated to a small but mighty selection of two interviews I had with people who work in spirits, like Robin Wolf, who has been through a lot since our last episode together published in December of 2019. At that time, she was the bar manager for the Hatch restaurant in Paso Robles, but she went on to open a bar and restaurant in downtown San Luis Obispo of her own called Highwater. It sadly fell victim to COVID and rising costs and all the other myriad obstacles restaurants face these days. But not to worry, she's behind the bar again, working like crazy and more likely than not dreaming up her next project. In this clip, we talk about imposter syndrome, which is a subject that warrants many more hours of discussion than you'll get here.
I was discussing with someone recently about, you've read about imposter syndrome,
Sure.
Yeah. And it's something that I deal with a lot where, you know, we're not in an industry where, you know, I'm not a doctor. I didn't go to medical school, graduate medical school, get my training, and now I have a piece of paper saying I'm a doctor.
Yeah.
When people call me, you know, a cocktail expert or a drinks expert or a drinks writer, I am, I guess, all of those things.
Yeah, you are.
But at the end of the day, you know, you always worry about someone coming along and saying, like, you're full of it. You're not an expert.
I've been watching you.
What are you calling yourself a drinks writer for? You know? So it's always an interesting thing in an industry that doesn't really have those hard parameters to figure out if you're successful, if you're not, if you can take on this title. Mm-hmm. People ask me all the time, like, you know, what's your job title? And it would be amazingly hard to say.
Yeah, right.
So I tell them I do drinks.
That's a good answer.
I do drinks.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
You know,
our industry also, it's funny when you talk about being a doctor. I mean, we need doctors.
Absolutely.
I don't know that we need people like you and me, which is so hard to realize, like, oh gosh, if we had, you know, an apocalyptic situation, would I be super?
I know. I am not getting that spot in the bunker. I am not going to be one of those 50,000 people selected to live in the underground bunker, come the meteor, Jamie.
Seriously.
But at the end of the day, I think I should be.
Yes.
Because, well, and I have this, this ongoing joke with my sister, Hillary, who's just younger than me by about 18 months. Mm-hmm. So we're very close in age, grew up very kind of competitively, mm-hmm. But friendly. She has been like a paramedic for years and she just graduated nursing school.
Oh, congratulations.
So she's working in, like, you know, hospital ICUs, like legitimately, literally saving lives.
Saving lives.
So, you know, and we always joke that she saves lives, but I make them worth living.
Yes.
Because, you know, food and drink, yes, absolutely. Do we need them to survive? We do. Do we need them at the level that I create them? Absolutely not.
One of the best seasons of the Consume podcast was the one I shared hosting with my friend Matt Cross. For this episode, Matt and I interviewed Eric Olson from Central Coast Distillery, a man who defies categorization. He's also a fine dining chef, and he actually once helmed the Ojai Valley Inn and Spa for a number of years. In this clip, Eric shares his experience operating a food truck that was owned by the now-defunct restaurant called Centrally Grown out of Cambria, California. He talks here about how he got an unlikely partner to license the food truck.
The food truck was so unsustainable and so large that when we went to different cities, they'd say, no, we won't permit that, and no, you can't be licensed here. Just the size of it. It was a UPS truck that had more added value to it.
Oh, really?
And it was had a Cummins engine in the front and a Cummins engine in the back for the generator that could light up a whole city block. And then it had all these stoves and propane, and we had TVs and air conditioners and just...
Insane.
Way out there. And so everybody basically said, we don't want you to have in our city because if you park in front of a restaurant, you'll ruin the restaurant. Mm-hmm. This thing, you know, eats too much fuel. It's just too big. It's not something we want to get behind. So I got a little bummed out because I'd spent extraordinary time, money on
years,
the investment, the capital. So we went over to the Men's Colony. And we were kind of hanging out over there. I mean, low is low. So here we are at the Men's Colony.
Now, wait, hold on a second. So when we're talking about the Men's Colony, here we are talking about a state prison just right over here in SLO County. What made you decide to go there? Why was that a decision? Well, what were you looking for?
Selling food to employees there? Or?
You know, there's a lot of people that visit people there. Honestly.
Yeah, interesting.
There's a huge parking lot there. And we didn't really know. We just pulled up. And I felt like, well... You know, we'll just go over there and see how it goes because it's not a city with the big trees in front and all the officials. It's a prison. So they got walls, they got guys with guns, but there's a parking lot. People go in and we could sell and kind of just do our thing, maybe hide in plain sight. I don't know what I was thinking at the time.
Just having the idea shows what the creativity of Eric Olson.
Honestly, I don't know how we got there, but then I started making cookies because nothing else to do while the girls are working the windows and the guys are cooking. I made some cookies, took it to some of the officials, and I was like, hey, I don't know your policies here, but I bought you some cookies. And I'm thinking they're going to say, get out of here. We don't want your cookie. But they said, bring them in. So eventually we brought more cookies and we started going there on a regular basis. And then I did a little research and they were zoned for food trucks. And I said, oh, game's on.
That is crazy that they were zoned for food
trucks. They were zoned for food trucks. So then a couple people out there asked me to do a couple favors. You know, can you be at this spot on this night and cook for these people, like a wake or a celebration? I said, oh, we'd be happy to, you know, in a business and I better get some income for the owner.
Right.
So we show up at these spots. And the next thing I know, I said, hey, you got to give me a favor. You know, I'm doing you a favor, so it's, you know, can you do me a favor? And they said, what's that? And I said, I need you to license my truck. And they said, sure, we'll license it. So next thing you know, boom, I got the license. And then they start asking us for a few more things. Can you bring the truck inside? And I thought, oh, no, you know, I'm...
Inside, like inside where?
They have a like the main area, and you go around to the back, and they train these guys, almost like a SWAT team, but not a SWAT team, to pull people out. You know?
Oh, yes, like in and out, handling all of that.
Yeah, so they have a team back there almost in their educational part. And we bring the truck around through and park there, and then we'd feed that group. We didn't ask a lot of questions. You know, they would just tell us, we'd like you to do this, we'd like you to do that. And we'd always try to just follow their policies, even though, you know, for us, it was like, you know, half the time we didn't understand a lot of it.
That's it for this quick stroll down memory lane on the Consumed podcast. To hear these interviews and many others, head to letsgetconsumed.com, where you can search and peruse episodes, see photos, and get recipes. You can also sign up for the Consumed newsletter list, which offers updates on the podcast, more recipes, and even more than that. Special thanks to Chris Lambert for doing the original editing on all these episodes, and to Alexandra Wallace for the lovely collage celebrating the 20th season. Until next time, I'm Jamie Lewis.